You're listening to the Mind Made Wrong podcast, presented by Steel Maggie, episode number 12. Hello, my beautiful, gorgeous, handsome, fabulous creators. It's Steel Maggie. First, I just have to let you know that Demolition Woman EP has been out for a year, 365 days, 12 months, 52 weeks. It is our anniversary. That was my debut release, and it is a collection of everything that is me. Steel Maggie, OG, original. And of course, I've changed a lot in the past year, and my new single, Warning Label, is just the start of a new aesthetic and era. But still, I'd say Demolition Woman EP really is the birth of Steel Maggie. And I want to thank everyone who was part of that process, especially my producer, John McLucas, who manifested my vision exactly as I received it. But also, thank you for being here with me today and coming to hang out. I am so glad you're here. Because today I'm going to talk about something that is truly not talked about enough, particularly in my field, especially in entrepreneurship, where this issue is becoming more and more problematic. This issue is sleep, and its 100% direct effect on your mental health, your creativity, and the quality of your productive output. So before you tune out, oh, this is a useless episode about sleep of all things. I don't need to listen to this. I'd say, yes, my beautiful creator, yes, you do in particular, especially if you have that attitude. Because if you had that reaction, I'm going to tell you right here, right now, with love, you have a problem. It's a mindset problem, and it is a fucking disease that I see too many people fall prey to. And I love you, but this episode is your wake-up call. Pun very intended. If you did not have that reaction, well, congratulations, BB. You have not fallen prey to the hustle, grind, Gary Vee, business bro culture that I feel is devoid of intellect and really does its best to erode the impact of true artistry. And also, let me note, while my initial preparation for this episode was much more focused on sleep as a whole, while I was writing and formulating my thoughts, it turned into something much broader, and I knew I had to change gears and attack the underlying problem. So if this episode turns into a bit of a rant, I am very passionate about this, as the ignorance and bullshit around the subject really pisses me off. You have been warned thusly. So first of all, I did say the name Gary Vee. You should know that I have nothing against him. You know, very successful man, probably cool dude in person. I just used his example because most people know him. And unfortunately, he is only one of many whose hustle rhetoric is misleading and perpetuates an unhealthy mentality in young people and older people as well. Hashtag team no sleep is so insidious because he and others almost seem proud of it too, as if this whole thing is it's a good thing, as if that mentality is the reason why they succeeded. And it's not. All these online media businessmen, or whatever the fuck it is they actually do, have, most likely unwittingly fostered, but also spread this toxic way of living and being in business like the plague. And honestly, if they actually do practice the shitty habits they preach on young aspiring entrepreneurs to be, then I'm calling it. They will all have health problems down the line. And you will too, if you're doing it. Although I wouldn't be surprised if the perpetrators of business bro culture actually didn't live that way, and if they just they just hawk the entire lifestyle to mislead others that what they do has such a lofty personal price for entry that most are discouraged, you know, from being competition. It could all just be a diversion, for all we know. There's a conspiracy theory for all you conspiracy cats out there, but I digress. Just, I need to tell you that sleep is literally one third of our entire life and is not to be trifled with or skipped. So I won't be giving you stats on sleep or anything because you already know that shit. Some of you are choosing to ignore what you already know at great cost because you have been lied to. What I am doing today with you is catching out the pride and the egotism from within grind culture that has led to the formation of this hashtag team no sleep thing. The I'll sleep when I'm dead type of ethos that entrepreneurs of all kinds like to latch onto when they're trying to come up. Well, trying to appear that they're on the come up, let's be real. You know, when I heard that the first time, you know, years ago, and I thought it was a joke. There's always one stupid tweet that gets spread around for a while and it dies out. But this thing, this idea grew legs and it has not died for years. But it needs to be slain. It needs to die for its sins. And I'm the assassin. I'm the avenger, at least here in my own mind on this podcast today. The essence of it all, and I'm sure if you haven't done it yourself, you've been exposed to it somewhere, whether by a colleague or most likely on social media where it is pandemic. Number one, you'll get this smug, gross pride where they're talking about how hard they work and how little sleep they get. And number two, going on and on and on about their grind and their sacrifice as if it's a trophy. You know, I've sacrificed this and that and just everything for the business. And it doesn't make you a good artist, sweetheart. You're not a good entrepreneur. The more you actually think it over, you should really realize very quickly that this entire concept is a cognitive distortion. The crux of my beef with Team No Sleep is that it devalues everything that has brought you to this point. Because if you haven't figured it out by now, I'm not really talking about sleep, am I? I'm talking about everything and everyone in your life that has contributed to you as a full and viable and brilliantly capable person. Here's how you know. Is that you have completely lost sight of making your life your ultimate art. Making your life a work of art instead of an ATM machine. Of course, hard work is very important. Everything worthwhile that you want to achieve takes hard work and more hard work. That's rule number one. But it also takes insight. It takes reevaluation. It requires taking a step back to examine your motives time and time again. This is what it takes to bring true value to the world table. If you want to play on the big stage, if you want to ride in cars with the big boys, and this is key, if you want to last in the Olympic level arena of your choosing, you absolutely have to deliver the most value to the most people. And to do that, to have longevity, you need to take care of your brain and body. That's the inextricable truth to impactful and therefore lasting success that has been basically forgotten due to the parroting of hustle culture. If you're not putting your mental and physical health first, you're putting your inanimate object business and deadly pride above you. And it's the reason why you're able to do any of this in the first place. So later on, this might be easy now. This might be what you're doing now, but you're going to start hitting diminishing returns. You're going to start hitting diminishing returns, not only in business, but in your life. In everything that feeds into it. I mean, I guess, fuck being grounded and real. Fuck staying connected to your family, your friends, your roots, valuing them, their incredible contributions to your life. Now, let's run all our blessings into the ground in pursuit of the self-love that will never come. Not doing it that way, that's for sure. Wake up. Look around. You probably wouldn't be doing shit without most of their influences. They were probably part of the reason you started your business or artistry in the first place. Guess what? You may think you are your business, but you're not. You're a human fucking being with myriad influences, and every second of your life has meant something. every person you've ever come into contact with has brought you to this point. They are a part of you. And there will be a cap on your happiness. There will be a cap, a limit on your fulfillment when you buy into and act upon this absolute lie that your hustle, quote unquote, is your identity. If you think your fundamentally illogical hustle in business is what gives you value and therefore makes you happy, if you think 17-hour days, missing time with your kids, all in the name of entrepreneurship, if you think that's making you happy because your business is succeeding, you're deluding yourself. You're lying to yourself every single day. And you and the people you care about, well, don't care about, are getting the short end of the stick. You're so consumed with fake productivity and moving at the speed of light in your business just to look good. That's all that matters to you. Because here is the truth. You are making you happy with your thoughts about your business. You are making your hustle mean everything about you. And I hate that word, but it's true. You are allotting your self-worth to how impressed people are by your so-called dedication. Dedication to having a physical or mental breakdown. You're letting the entirety of your self-perception be solely dependent on how stupid you can be with your health just for another deal. It's that simple. I'm passionate about this because it fucking pisses me off, but you know I'm right. Because in the end, what was your sacrifice worth? Was it ever truly sacrifice? Or was pride driving your actions? Which the answer to any of those questions will boil down to this. Everything we act upon comes down to how we feel after having a thought. So what was the thought you had about yourself? How did that make you feel about yourself? And that will explain every action you took thereafter. What you're doing is not hustle. That is the job description of a pimp. So please stop using that word. And grind is what you do to coffee beans. No. What you're doing is shouting into the void, how can I make myself matter more to me? What else can I do to prove to myself that I deserve love? Running yourself into the ground, proving to no one but yourself that you're worth XYZ result. Doing everything but addressing the root cause, your self-perception. And this is it. This is the entire impetus. We are all searching for a better feeling. It's everything you want. A better feeling than you're feeling now. That's it. A feeling of worth and contribution. And it's so goddamn hard to remember. I know. Remember who's talking here. But you are human with 100% intrinsic worth that has nothing to do with how much money you make or how many followers or views you have or how high your website ranks on Google. There is no grind, no amount of money that can ever replace the happiness of knowing that you are there for the ones you love, the gratitude of being put on this earth for a cosmic reason, the happiness that comes from being generous with your time and your money, no matter what you have in your bank account. This is the privilege of living your unique life. So I went around the horn to get to this, but it's so important because it's part of a huge picture, as you know by now. Please get 7 to 8 hours of sleep most nights if you can. I know with mental illness sometimes it may be impossible, like with mania, which I know I experience, or anything like that. But however much you can do for yourself, at whichever level, it is going to be helpful. Start with trying for an extra 30 minutes if you can, even if it's just laying there. Know that you are resting for you, just like you rest on off days from the gym. It's not in the actual lifting of the weights. It's in the rest that you get the gains. And you're fucking with your progress in all areas of your life if you willingly ignore this aspect. If you struggle with self-care, because I know I do, this can really be a no-effort self-care practice for you. And I actually think even if you're still butting heads with this concept, that you should absolutely go the opposite way with your actions and make good sleep intentional sleep an actual artistic or business practice, because it's restorative. It brings you life. Your mind, your creativity, your business will thank you, and with interest. And I'll say, think of it this way. Your brain during healthy sleep is hard at work. It's solidifying all of your efforts to make your mind right. You're transforming as you sleep. And don't we talk about evolving as people on this podcast? See, I brought it back. I hope I haven't been somewhat abrasive here, but I think this is something I really needed to hammer home, and I wanted to dismantle it before you beautiful creators ruin your artistry with the lies of this culture, you know, and of these people who are just trying to fill the void and misleading people in the process. So if you're hearing this, you have made it to the end of my rant. You are a Mind Made Wrong MVP, and I want to hear your thoughts on business bro culture, hashtag team no sleep, and all those cringe concepts, and how you think that we as artists and creatives can weed it the fuck out of our world. I am at SteelMaggieHQ on Instagram and Twitter. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you agree, disagree? Do you think I'm full of shit? I don't mind. Just let's have a conversation. All right, my friends, I want to thank you so much for staying with me and really doing the work that it takes to make our minds right. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a minute and leave me a review wherever you listen. And share this podcast with a beautiful creator you know who would want to hear this message. Also, while you're doing that, if it so moves you, listen to Demolition Woman EP. It's a celebration listen for making it 1 year. 1 year. Demolition Woman. Steel Maggie. That's me. All right. I will see you next week. But until then, let's go.